Harper Audio presents The End of Oz by Danielle Page, performed by Devon Sorvery. 1. The first time I flew, it was under very different circumstances. That time, my trailer had been picked up by a tornado from Flat Hill, Kansas, and dropped into the middle of Oz. Now I was being hoisted up into the sky by a flying road of yellow brick, with Knox and my old enemy-turned-new friend, Madison Pendleton, zipping away from a battle with the Gnome King, who'd showed up unexpectedly when Glamora turned out to actually be, mostly, her evil twin sister Glinda, and had opened a portal back to Kansas. The Gnome King wanted to take over all of Oz, and to do it, he apparently needed my shoes, which were originally Dorothy's shoes, and which, as far as I knew, weren't turning me evil the way Dorothy's second pair of shoes transformed her into a super evil, bloodthirsty, homicidal tyrant. Okay, so it's kind of complicated. Like, really complicated. Believe me, I know, I'm living it. And right now, Knox, Madison, and I were being carried to who even knows where by the road of yellow brick, which apparently is sort of sentient. Below us, the fields and villages of Oz were a moonlit patchwork quilt of silvery green and gold. In the far distance, I could see the snow-capped peaks of the traveling mountains, and beyond that, I could almost glimpse the sandy dunes of the Deadly Desert. The air was cool, and we were moving fast, but I didn't.